were so close to getting the trifecta yesterday. The Nuggets did their job. The Avs, I mean, they did their job perfectly. The Rockies kind of, we got one of those John Gray performances that isn't like super powerful wolf, but probably more, not quite baby wolf, but middle of the road wolf, I would say. Yeah. It's kind of whiny at the end. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, it is a 4-game series. And you win the series today, so go after it. We're going to send it over to pregame coverage in about 24 minutes. How about that, Colfax? We're on the air for, they're just giving us 30 minutes today. Same pay, though, so that's okay. We'll take that.
I'll take that.
That was our that was what we argued into our contract. A big game tonight, though, in the NBA. You have the Portland Trailblazers and the Denver Nuggets going at it. If you'll remember, it was the Portland Trailblazers that took Denver out last year in the playoffs. A lot of connections with Portland and the Nuggets. You know, you have, of course, Carmelo Anthony plays on this team. You have Jusuf Nurkić, who doesn't really like much about the Nuggets because of his past. So this game, for many reasons, will be interesting. And, of course, Portland is on the outside looking in when it comes to the playoffs, but there, as of right now, they would have that little weird play-in thing with Memphis. So Dallas has clinched the playoffs, and we know what the rules state here. Is it 6 games? Is that what it is? If a team is within 6 games, the very next team outside of 8th gets to compete, gets a shot. So we'll see. Right now, Memphis is still holding on to 8, but it's going to look like it's going to be Memphis and Portland. And, you know, the way it'll go is if Memphis, they'll play a game. If Memphis wins, it's over. If Portland wins, they play again. So it's like a 2-game type playoff. It's strange, but I get it. That's what would be the case right now. But you do have San Antonio on the outside. They're a game behind Portland, so they'll be watching. They lost to the Nuggets yesterday. They'll be looking at this one tonight, certainly closely. Then you have the Pelicans, who are actually just a game out. And Phoenix, with their loss last night, or they get the win, they watch the Spurs lose. So there's still a chance for some of these teams. Sacramento's even kind of close. So it'll be interesting. Tonight is a big one. As for the Nuggets last night, though, it was more of the same. We saw Michael Porter Jr. light it up for the second game in a row. We want to see that, you know. I think an NBA coach's worst nightmare is somebody that can go 30 points, 12 rebounds, and then the very next night is 5 points, you know, 2 rebounds. So, because inconsistency kills you, because if you have a great game, it forces you to make a decision with your lineup, and maybe that disrupts the flow of the current roster. And then if he comes out and lays an egg and he's terrible, and you got to go back to the drawing board. And so inconsistency is a very tough thing for a coach. But we saw it again. He lit it up yet again. He had 30 points. Another career high for him, 15 rebounds. He had a career high in points the other night. He gets a career high in rebounds. He had 2 turnovers. His plus minus was plus 13. The Nuggets are winning when he's on the floor and when he's playing well. He was 11 for 19. 5 for 9 from the three-point line, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, and again, this, you have Nikola Jokic that's getting 25 points. Very simple power to play sports poll question, if I can spit that out, Colfax, available at thewholeshow.com. Has Michael Porter Jr. passed Jamal Murray as the second superstar for the Nuggets? Now, I already can hear the hooligans in their car. Brady, it's been 2 games again. It makes me so mad. Yeah, I know. I know. But we didn't see a lot of these 37, 30-point games from Murray. We don't see a lot of them, do we? And listen, I am a Jamal Murray guy. I've been saying it for a long time, and I still think this is achievable. That Jamal Murray will be a great point guard. He'll be up there with some of these great players. But I'm telling you guys, he's 6'10". Michael Porter Jr., he's 6'10", and he moves so well. You know, when he's setting up his shot, he is a guy you can rely on outside of Nikola Jokic to give the ball to. Now, again, every night's going to be a test for him. You could have this Portland game go the opposite, and we could be in trouble all over again. Or you could see him continue to put up big. I don't even need to see 30. Maybe if he gets 18. So I thought this was interesting, Colfax. Mike Malone, and you guys know this, I'm a big fan of the guy. Most of the things he says I agree with, and I know he's been on the political spectrum a little bit as of late, as are all of the NBA coaches. So I try to kind of compartmentalize that and put it away. But most of the time when it comes to basketball, I 100% agree with Mike Malone. Except for what he said about Michael Porter Jr. and the Rising Star Challenge. Here, let's at least go to this clip here. This is Malone after the game about MPJ.
Michael is going to try, he's going to be a very good defensive player as he continues to get more and more game experience. But the shooting, the scoring, and the ability to rebound are just phenomenal for such a young player who's still in his rookie season. And the funny thing is, I thought about this today, thinking about Michael Porter. Michael Porter was not selected to play in the Rising Stars game this year. Are you kidding me?
And then he walked off, right? He's done with the interview. Can I ask the question? And again, I agree with what Mike Malone was doing with MPJ. I agree. He was limping him along, you know, not giving him too many minutes, not starting him all the time. Well, I mean, Colfax, how is the NBA going to select him in the Rising Stars Challenge if they didn't get to see him play that much? I mean, Malone would give him some shots and then go away, and then give him some shots and then go away. It's not like necessarily, now Malone believes in the guy, but not instantly. Last year, he was not, in parts of 2019, we were at a point where, we had that argument almost every day. Why isn't Malone playing MPJ? Why isn't Malone playing MPJ? And I stuck up for Coach Malone. I said, listen, you got a lot of tools. You got a plethora of tools here. You can't sacrifice growth and you can't sacrifice like what you already know is good, what you already know is proven. A team that won 50 plus and made it to the playoffs and made it to the second round, you got to be careful there. You don't just throw everything away. So I understood it, but I heard him say that and gets really animated. And Malone's definitely, he's like one of the most popular coaches now since the bubble. He's done everything right as far as the NBA is concerned. But then he kind of does this, and all the Denver media, you guys, you're just like eating it up. Mic drop moment for Mike Malone. You guys, mic drop moment. Oh, what? It's not a mic drop moment. How the hell was the NBA going to put him in the Rising Star Challenge if they didn't see him consistently? And that starts with the head coach. Again, Malone did the right things with Porter. And it looks like it's really paying off, and the two have a great connection, and I think that's going to be great for a long time. But don't complain about the NBA for doing something that you wouldn't even do. Why would the NBA put him in their Rising Stars Challenge if they didn't even believe you thought Porter was a rising star this year? You know, we all kind of thought Denver's going to hold on, and Porter's just going to get a few minutes here and there. Nothing major. But you take a four-month break and everything changes. Now, anyway, it's not the end of the world. I just thought that was an interesting point. But Michael Porter Jr. has been lighting this thing up. Is he the missing piece? Is he the guy that we've been saying, hey, this guy needs to be the star? You need to have three. And Murray has still kind of gone up. He's certainly being paid like a superstar. But I think it's fair to say Murray has had his ups and downs, and certainly more ups this year. But I have set high expectations for the Blue Arrow. I said it since he was a rookie. You know, watch out. This guy, I remember a listener giving me crap for this. I said, watch even how he misses. He's taking the shots. He's aggressive. Even his misses look good. And you guys thought that was ridiculous. Whatever. But I could see it in him. He has lacked a little bit of that consistency factor. And the bubble is being played out here. The Nuggets are three games in after tonight. They'll be halfway done with this thing. And we still don't really know what it's going to look like, what this roster is going to look like. And, I mean, is Porter Jr. going to start over Will Barton? Are we going to go that route? Probably should. Will Barton tweeted out, dude, this guy's legit. Stop messing around. He's that good. I respect Barton for that comment because that's the guy that's going to replace him. First Advantage text line 31996 31996, as he should. At this stage, Will Barton should be coming off the bench. And you asked that question yesterday, or maybe it was Tuesday. What happens if these guys all start performing really well? And, you know, Bol Bol didn't even get any minutes last night. So, again, that might be short-lived. I got really excited about that last week, and apparently he's not ready. I don't know. But I'm not going to question Malone's coaching ability because clearly he limped MPJ along last year and then before the break, and he also was coming off that ankle injury. So I'm not going to question how he works up these young players, but they're going to have a good problem to have in the offseason because who starts? Hell, Monte Morris should be a starter somewhere at point guard. I mean, he had 19 points last night. How are you going to stifle that? How are you going to shut that down? How are you going to go to Morris, who is playing like a star? Joker had 25 points and 11 assists and 4 rebounds. Porter had the 30 and the 15 boards. Morris had 19 points, 4 assists. And he's the backup point guard. He's efficient. He doesn't take a lot of shots, but he takes good shots. He was 8 for 13. You're going to have a lot of questions about this team. Meanwhile, Gary Harris, Will Barton, and Jamal Murray did not play. The question is, how many of those guys do you need next year? Because they're going to... That's three guys you're talking, Colfax. You're going to push them into the lineup. That's going to move everything around. So, yes, I'm very curious to see how all this progression works with these young players, Michael Porter Jr., and not even young, Monte Morris, who's just a backup. He could be a starter, you know, anywhere else. Well, anywhere else that doesn't have a superstar point guard. Jamal Murray is going to have pressure put on. He's out tonight. Harris is out as well. Will Barton is also out. So this Nuggets team's continuing to find ways to win. And look out, Colfax. This is the game. This is my game of the week. I'll post it up on the website. Is the Nuggets Portland? This is a rematch from last year. It's got playoff feel to it because Portland needs to win this game to stay close. Because if they lose, then it gets really interesting on that eighth. So they want this one. They're going to want this game more than the Nuggets do at this point because the Nuggets still where they sit. You know, they're still sitting onto that third, holding onto that third spot. We've played three games, so we have five left. The Nuggets are two games ahead of the Jazz. With every game, with every W, it makes this thing a little bit more difficult for Utah. I say if the Nuggets win tonight, I know they have the LAs too down the road. They might have a darn good shot of securing at least number three. And at this stage, they'd be still playing Houston Rockets. 19 minutes after the hour, we're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Shout out to our sponsors today. It's a short show, so we're going to throw out some shout outs on the rocks liquor. CRP 4x4, Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Auto Taylor, taking care of our vehicles. I got to get my wife's vehicle in there for an oil change. Eaton Country Club, Windsor Mill Tavern, and our friends over at Happy Life Gardens, and of course, Fresh Coat Painter South Platte. Great sponsors allow us to do this every single day. 19 minutes after the hour, we'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. 1310 KFKA Preps Radio is Northern Colorado's home for the best high school coverage.
Hey, it's Dan Patrick, and you're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. A short show today. We're glad to be an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, though. It's exciting, it's fun, and a lot of you are at work, and you know, you're out and about doing stuff. You can't sit in front of the tube. So we have Rockies baseball for you. Let's see if they can take this series. or if they end it in a tie. That's the cool thing. You won those first two, so guaranteed not to lose it. And so you have another series that they have not lost a series yet. How about that? They get that loss last night. It was rough. John Gray was okay. It was probably, and this is a good thing, that was like the worst performance so far between the starting pitchers. So if that's the worst at this point, that's great. Let's see if the Rockies will bounce back. I think this will be a nice little early test in this early portion of the 60-game season. Colorado State tweeted this out about their schedule. Obviously, we know they're in the news for several reasons today and yesterday. In order to align with the newly announced Mountain West schedule guidelines, Colorado State's football game versus Northern Colorado must be moved to another date. Read between the lines here, my friend. We are planning to explore options to play the game during the 2020 season. Exploring options to play the game during the 2020 season. We will announce a complete schedule as soon as it becomes available. So, I mean, that can mean a lot of things. It's off the table right now. Is that true? The Colorado State game is off the table? Maybe so. And they're going to try, as of right now, and then they're maybe, if they have space, if they can make it work, they'll do it. But they're planning to explore options to play the game. So what was once scheduled has now become a planning to explore options. I have my doubts that certain big sky schools will have football. I do. I really do. I think that schools that look at it and say, hey, is this a big driver for, again, it's money. It is money. We understand that. You know, and for the student athletes, it's not money. It's future. You know, you're playing for your future. You know, if you don't play this year, if you they're going to honor scholarships and all that, and you go to next year. But we know a lot of things can change in a year. That's how it is. So it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out. Now, a lot of people are saying this is a hoax. This whole Colorado State thing. This is all this cover up story. It's all fake. This didn't happen. I'm here to tell you, Colfax, it happened. It happened. I know it happened. How bad is it? That's what you have to do. You have to do some deep soul searching there. Kevin Lytle, of course, was on with us yesterday from the Fort Collins, Colorado one. Great guy. He and I have had several conversations after the interview, and it happened. There's people telling him these things, and I believe Kevin. And I said, hey, I asked him yesterday, I said, do you have any reason not to believe these witnesses? And he said, no. No, it's 10 plus. It's 10 plus people. I mean, it's between players and staff. We know the world we're living in. Does that mean Steve Addazio is the devil? Does that mean he's going to have to be fired? I guess it all depends on how severe everything was. And you're seeing players coming out saying, no, this didn't happen. I mean, you're seeing reputable players, respectable players, like Trey McBride, Warren Jackson, saying, hey, this stuff didn't happen. A coach cares about us. We're doing all right. But then you see people that say, no, I mean, if you don't want to play, don't play, but don't throw the entire team under the bus. First Advantage text line 31996, 31996. We got to wait for more of this to come out. Now, again, if we're telling players to hide their symptoms and not take it to trainers, that's tough because even pre-pandemic, coaches, they're supposed to, I'm doing air quotes here, they're supposed to be about the children, Colfax. Raising young men and women. That's what we do it for, right?
Oh, and the millions. But really, it's all about the kids. What
was his name again? Line? Okay. So it's that. But even before that, Colfax, if somebody says, hey, coach, I'm sick. I'm not feeling great. It's up to the coaches to say, dude, get out of here. I don't want anybody else to get sick. I don't want you to get worse. Go home. So that's a bigger issue to me. It's almost like a coach telling you to play with a broken leg. If you're that sick and you, because some people get it worse than others. We know that. You might get the flu, Colfax. You might get COVID and feel fine. I might get it and feel like death for 2.5 weeks. Just ask Von Miller. So it's a very difficult situation. It happened. Players are saying it. Staff saying it. So somewhere along the line, somebody said, hey, be careful. If you get this crap, you might lose playing time. Somewhere along the lines, maybe even somebody said, yeah, if you're not that bad, don't report it. And I guess that's up for us to decide, and we will. We're gonna take this walk together. More of this is going to come out. I'm told that. So be ready. Be ready for it. And we'll continue to talk about it, analyze it as we go. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. We got Rockies coverage here on KFKA coming up next.